Then, crunch. Slim shook his head. That's a little too much. Loper watched him in the rearview mirror. How am I supposed to know what all your dadgum hand signals mean? Pull up. You just told me to come back. Well, come back then, I don't care. But if you want to hook up this trailer, you'll have to pull up. Loper grumbled and stuck the gear shift into Grandma Lowe and crept forward. To help him out, I barked a couple of times. Hank, shut up!
Okay.
Whoa! Slim called out, and then he shook his head and frowned. No, that's a little too much. Back up. Make up your mind, will you? We've got work to do. Loper put the pickup into reverse and came back. Slim measured off the distance between his hands and clapped them together. There you go. Hold her right there. On impulse, I barked again. Slim's eyes came up. He grinned and shifted his chewing tobacco over to the other cheek. Loper wouldn't go very far in this life without our directions, would he, Hank? I barked three more times. Loper stuck his head out the window and launched some tobacco juice into the weeds. Are you welding that trailer or just hooking it up? Come on, we're burning daylight. I barked for that. Shut up, Hank! Slim cranked the trailer down on the hitch ball and locked it in place. He didn't hook up the trailer lights, I noticed. These guys never hook up the trailer lights because the trailer lights never work. Poor management, if you ask me. Slim climbed into the cab and off we went. I climbed on top of the spare tire so as I could catch a nice fresh breeze on my face and see where we were going. That's one of my jobs around here, riding lookout. Any cars or trucks that come along need to be barked. You never know who might be riding in those cars and trucks, and the best policy is to give them a good barking right away. Loper turned right at the mailbox and then made a left onto that pasture road that goes up into the canyons. I sat up there on the spare tire and enjoyed one of God's blessings, a nice, fresh fall breeze blowing over my... By George, it was raining. I got a big, juicy raindrop right in the middle of my face is how I knew it was raining. But there was something funny about this rain. I studied the sky. There wasn't a cloud up there, not even one. I had just about decided that I'd imagine the raindrop when another one smacked me just below the left ear. And before I knew it, another one smacked me just below the right ear. You know what? Them raindrops were brown. Never saw anything quite like it. I checked the clouds again and caught two more raindrops square in the face. That was enough for me. I went to the back of the pickup. I can't tell you what makes brown raindrops fall out of a clear blue sky, but I can tell you from first-hand experience that if you go back to the tailgate and lie down, the rain will stop. Beats anything I ever saw.